Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Theories, as we welcome you first with the headlines. The League Rugby Club Tournament is scheduled to get underway 4 days from now, but there is a bit of a debate and an argument between the authorities. Sri Lanka Rugby Football Union, the committee members are having a problem with the leading club in Kandy Sports Club, because there's been a change of rule. The rule that has been changed is even if Kandy Sports Club or any club heads the points table, they have to play for a playoff or a knockout against a team that finishes second. And Kandy Sports Club, very rightly, according to most media personalities and experts, have in fact condemned this decision, saying it's unfair. What they are trying to say is, once you win the tournament, you head the points table, you are crowned as champions. Why this new rule? And they've accused the committee, head by Pavitra Fernando, as being dictators or getting into dictatorship in club rugby. Very interesting story, isn't it? So we'll keep our eyes focused on that. Then the under-19ers. Right, as far as cricket is concerned, sadly, the Malaysian national team was completely thumped by the Sri Lankan under-19 team, 5-0. But one thing is for sure, the Sri Lanka cricket under the leadership of Shami Silva has assured Malaysia cricketing authorities of great support and help, even in terms of helping them to develop their cricket. So that's a very nice gesture by Sri Lanka cricket. Then again, in the under-19 volleyball championship for the under-19s, four countries took part at the Sugathadasa Stadium, and sadly, Sri Lanka has ended up third. On to cricket news. Sri Lanka will play their first ODI at Rawalpindi today against the strong Pakistan outfit, who came out on top playing against South Africa in their recently concluded series. Play gets underway at 2:30 in the afternoon. I've had so many phone calls as to who is telecasting this game live. I'd like to inform all our listeners, it's Supreme TV that will bring you the live pictures from Rawalpindi. Take this opportunity of wishing both teams all the very best. Well, that's about it on our sports roundup for today. But remember, plenty of cricket, lots of feast in the cricketing world is at hand, and let's wish all the teams in the rugby arena all the very best, because remember that club rugby 3 days away from the great tournament, and we sincerely hope they'll be able to sort out all the problems that's going up now between the leading clubs and the rugby committee. Right, just one more news before I forget. Trinity College Kandy, the premier rugby school that has played rugby for ages, one of the oldest rugby playing schools, have awarded 5 Lions to their players who won the league championship for 2025. They've appointed Altaf as the captain for 2026 and Nitkumar Singh as his deputy. We'll keep our eyes focused on that as well. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peters this morning. I hope you did enjoy our presentation in our podcast, bringing you all the hot news, hot off the field. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you and bye-bye.